until the late 1980s, the government supplied safe drinking water to 85% of Zimbabwe's urban population. But decades of neglect and corruption have left the pipes dry, forcing many people to drink contaminated water. A cholera epidemic in 2008 killed more than 4,000 people and sickened another 100,000 in the country. Though Harare has not been spared from the economic crisis Zimbabwe in general is going through, many residents allege that the political logjam at townhouse has worsened the situation. Local government minister Ignatius Chombo is alleged to have taken sides with town clerk Tendai Mahachi, who is being accused of refusing to work with the opposition MDC mayor Bernard Manyenyeni and his councillors. Yesterday, Manyenyeni shocked fellow councillors and residents by announcing that he was suspending Mahachi indefinitely, accusing him of refusing to furnish council with the salary schedule for the city's top executives. Asked by Studio 7 to elaborate, Manyenyeni said he was not at liberty to do so.
I'm not particularly excited about commenting on this one. I'm sure you bear with me for now.
This is not the first time that Manyenyeni has tried to suspend Mahachi, as he did it last year, and Minister Chombo rescinded the decision. We asked Manyenyeni if he has sought Chombo's approval this time around. Attempts to get a comment from Chombo and Mahachi were futile, as they were said to have been logged in an emergency meeting. But Deputy Mayor Thomas Muzua shot down reports that Manyenyeni has engaged in Lone Ranger tactics in suspending Mahachi without the knowledge of the full council.
Yeah, he was sent by his immediate boss, who is the mayor. Because under our constitution, a person is given, is sent on leave maybe by his immediate boss. So the mayor is the man responsible for sending Mahachi on leave. I think he's the best person to answer on that one.
Groups representing residents, the Harare Residents Trust, or HRT, and the Combined Harare Residents Association, or CRA, both welcomed the decision to suspend Mahachi. Director of the HRT, Precious Shumba, accused Mahachi of stifling development in the city.
The Harare Residents Trust welcomed the suspension of Dr. Mahachi.
Chairman of the Combined Harare Residents Association, Simbarashe Moyo, concurs.
We have been saying that as residents we need the best man for the job, someone who is not political, because we believe that the town clerk is too political. He takes a lot of orders from outside the confines of townhouse.
Mavuku resident Jocelyn Manyeruke told Studio 7 that residents of Mavuku have gone for years without running water and they have to resort to other means to get the precious liquid.
Water problem is very serious in Mavuku. It's very, very serious. And the Zesa, water in the Zesa is very serious.
The cash-strapped Harare City Council has also resorted to attaching and auctioning the property of defaulting ratepayers in a bid to recover over $340 million owed in unpaid rents. Goods being attached include fridges, sofas, generators, television sets, microwaves and bicycles, among others. Shumba says the move is insensitive, but Muzua says the city has no choice as it has to provide services to the residents. The daily struggle for survival in an economy with unemployment estimated at close to 90% has created another problem for Harare, as an estimated 20,000 vendors have invaded the central business district, making it an eyesore. Critics say this is a symptom of a collapsing state where political infighting and corruption are keeping people in poverty and misery. Many blame the political bickering at townhouse for the decay of a city once regarded as a model for a post-colonial city in a developing nation. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.